Welcome to today's episode on Entrepreneurship Policy Pulse, a podcast by the Faith Institute of Faith Foundation. Today, we unpack a very important topic, Nigeria's GDP rebasing, what MSMEs need to know. Earlier this year, Nigeria updated its gross domestic product numbers through an exercise called GDP rebasing. Now, whilst that sounds very technical, the truth is it has implications for businesses, policymakers, potential investors, and just generally how the world perceives our economy. In this conversation today, we're going to break down what GDP rebasing actually means, why it matters for the economy, and most especially what businesses need to pay attention to. Joining me on the conversation today is Wole Adelokun, who is a partner, strategy, and customer solutions at KPMG Nigeria. So if you're an entrepreneur, a policymaker, or just someone who's curious about Nigeria's economic story, grab your pen and your notepad. Let's dive in. Welcome, Wole. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Amaka, for having me here.
I think we can start the conversation with how do I call this now? Economics 101 refresher, if you will. So what is GDP rebasing? Why is it important? Why does it matter?
Very important question. Let me give this illustration to capture what GDP rebasing is all about.
Okay.
So imagine a family where you've taken the family picture and you have the portrait on 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you have a baby born into that family. And as at the time you took the picture, it was just 4 years old. You have the father there. Now 15 years down the line, you want to refresh that picture. You can imagine that four-year-old boy or girl is now maybe 20.
Okay.
Just coming out of university. So the purpose of the GDP rebasing is to basically refresh the economy, validate the true picture of that economy, similar to a family picture. So in Nigerian context, it means is a methodology deployed to compute the value of an economy by changing the base year. So the last time we did this was in 2014, and the base year was 2010. So the government felt that for almost 15 years, we haven't done a recomputation of the economy. So it then became very important to do that. And 2019 was taken as the base year because it reflected the period of stability where we haven't actually, had the issue of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic. Now, why is it important? Three things. Number one, economies is dynamic. It's not static. So changes happen. So it's extremely important for you to understand the changes that has taken place within the economy. So for instance, within the Nigerian economy, you have creative economy being captured.
Yes.
You have a conversation around fintech. You have the pension fund. So about 10 to 15 years ago, those kind of economic activities weren't captured. So it reflects the true picture. Number two, it also helps you to determine, some macroeconomic data in terms of your tax to GDP, your debt to GDP ratio, and it also helps government in coming up with policy to support businesses.
Mm. Yeah. Fantastic. So, you touched on measurement, for us to arrive at this data or with the updated information we have now, there was some form of measurement that happened, right? So I wonder if you could speak a bit more on the measurement framework or approach that was adopted, right? Are there still gaps with that measurement framework that we utilized? Because some people argue that, GDP doesn't exactly give an accurate picture of the economy, but what do you say?
Very good question. In the methodology or the approach used is anchored on four levers. The first one is you have to determine your base year, okay? So in line with the methodology defined by, the likes of IMF, you have to do this almost every 5 or 10 years.
Okay.
So because Nigerian did his own, the last was in 2010, like I said earlier. So we decided to pick 2019 because of stability. The second thing you need to discover is the coverage. Okay. How far do you want to go? And to do that, there is a framework which is called supply and use data table, which is a statistics approach to look at what are the industrial activity that has taken place within the economy. So based on NBS methodology, they decided to include 46 industry and about 217 product groups. And then you then went further to determine what would be the international standards that must be taken into consideration. And there are three of them. Number one is what you call System of National Accounts, 2008 was used. Number two is what you call International Standard for Industrial Economic Classification. That was also considered. And then the final one is your data set. Now, in getting the data set, you have to use the methodology called National Business Sample Survey, where you go to and engage businesses to understand various economic activity. The second is what you call Nigerian Living Standard Survey, which is focused on what are the specific, spending pattern and consumption pattern, across the country. And one of the things that came through is a creative economy, fintech, and conversation around, health-related matter came to the fore. Even real estate came to the fore. So that's basically the methodology. So the base here, number two is the coverage. The third is around, the sample size that you have to capture. Now, is it adequate and comprehensive enough? There are still some gaps, and one of the gaps is around the informal sector that is not adequately captured. But as you look at the past, we've made progress. So the informal sector is not really captured. The other, drawback is around the data itself. There have been issues around how do you integrate real-life data? And what happened is that there's certain economic activity that happens on the way that you don't reflect. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Imagine you are traveling from Lagos to Ibadan. Now that's transport sector. If the car breaks down, there'll be significant economic loss. If there is a vulcanizer on the road that helps you to fix your tire, those kind of activity are not yet being reflected. Okay. But I'm sure that NBS is thinking around what are other improvement that needs to be made to actually reflect some of the, drawbacks.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that. So, in essence, whilst it's not perfect, we did the best we could, at least with what we had,
exactly.
Capture some data and information. So that's, what's the word now? Exciting to hear. So I think let's bring the conversation closer home now to MSMEs. Now that we have these updated numbers and we've had the approach that was adopted to, pulling together these numbers, can MSMEs heave a sigh of relief? Would this impact on ease of doing business in any way? How would this impact MSMEs and entrepreneurs directly?
I believe there is a significant correlation between the rebased GDP and then the ease of doing business and the impact on SMEs. So the first thing is that it gives you a picture of what are the opportunities within the economy, which the various businesses can actually position themselves to take advantage. I've mentioned the cases of creative economy. I've mentioned the point around real estate. I've mentioned the points around fintech and digital economy. Those are significant opportunities that SMEs can actually position themselves to take advantage of. That's the first thing, opportunities. The second thing also is that it enables you to use data, for business decision making. Now, because we've captured certain activities that were not in the economics before, you can use that to build a business case of the value of the size of the market, and use that to engage investors, engage finance institution, venture capital to actually support your business to actually grow. I think the third opportunity that exists is opportunity for partnership and collaboration or strategic alliances. So once you discover that I'm in this line of business and then there is another emerging opportunity, you can actually collaborate to actually further the growth of your business, leveraging digital platforms and solutions. Opportunity exists there. I think the last one for me is also, even from a government point of view, you can see Federal Minister of Industry, Trade and Investment focusing on conducting further study and survey to design solutions and specific policies to support businesses. So the rebasing of our economy provided those opportunities for businesses, for partnership, for identifying what are the new areas that it can actually go into, even the value of the opportunity from an evaluation point of view. So those are the specific opportunities that is available. And the final one is, you know, your decision-making is now driven by data.
Hmm. So essentially, businesses need to be a bit more strategic in their approach and in just positioning themselves in light of this new information that we have. Okay, so let's expand the scope of that question a bit more to just Nigeria generally. What do the numbers mean for Nigeria's development plan, for our economic transformation agenda, for example? What's the correlation here?
The first thing I would like to say is that your GDP rebasing only capture the nature of activities within the economy, statistics primarily. Now, for you to link it to developmental outcome, it takes, you know, it will take some effort from government to actually, you know, design solutions that will lift people out of poverty. So in a sense, what I'm saying is that your GDP doesn't measure the quality of jobs that have been created within the economy. However, it gives you a picture of the various activities. Now, in the long run, the bigger your economy, the bigger should be the impact on the general citizens. So it's then important for government to come up with specific solutions to address, you know, some challenges or design solutions that will support businesses to grow. Now, the second thing is that it also shows consumption and expenditure pattern. So it is important for small businesses to step back and say, okay, what is the consumption pattern? What is the, you know, where people are spending their money? And on the back of that, you can then design products that can meet those specific needs. So in the long run, it would have a positive impact on the economy on an overall basis, enable people to take advantage and empower them. But without specific strategic decision and government coming up with solution, rebasing your GDP does not translate to reduction in economy, you know, poverty.
So, the next question I was going to ask was something around that. If, you know, the updated numbers impact directly on poverty reduction, job creation, all of that. So I think you already touched on that.
Yeah.
I think the answer straightforward here is no. So we need some intentional push and drive from the government. So hopefully they are listening to this. You began to touch on opportunities for MSMEs. I wonder if you could amplify that a bit more. The opportunities that exist for MSMEs, which the rebasing that has happened, and how they can position themselves to leverage such opportunities.
Okay. Because of the rebasing, we've seen emergence of certain sectors of the economy that provide significant opportunity for us. And I'll give an example. One example that is very clear is the conversation around digital payment platform, fintech. So it then becomes very important for MSMEs to position themselves on how they can leverage such digital platforms and solutions to deliver their services to end users. That will be extremely important. We're in the age of artificial intelligence, so your ability to change your business model. And business model is basically, number one, product and services that I want to deliver to my customer. Number two is around the delivery method. How do I want to get the products to the end users? And then what are the opportunities that are available for partnership and strategic alliance? That's the business model. So if today the product you are offering does not capture some of this new emerging area or does not leverage other platforms to deliver your service better, is extremely important that, you know, begin to position yourself to change the business model to respond to that. I think the second thing that is also extremely important is with regards to being able to take that data and resize the value of your business. You know, today, if you are playing in an economy where the data shows that we've had a significant increase before the rebasing. Let me give you a practical example.
Okay.
The size of this economy was just about $175 billion. Today, after the rebasing, we have about close to $234 billion. In Naira terms, that's about 372 trillion Naira. So that means the economy has grown at about more than double. So it then becomes essential for you to also look at sectors where you play and ask yourself, has this naturally doubled? Which means you can begin to increase your market share and begin to position for funds, position for, opportunity. I think the last one is being alert to direction of policy. Now, what government is doing is that, given the rebasing, the opportunity now, and they are coming up with specific targeted solutions, reforms. So it becomes imperative for business to position themselves, track those policies, and take advantage of that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you began to touch on policies, so I would just end on that note. What do the numbers mean for policy design, especially MSME policies? How can governments utilize the numbers, the updated numbers, to design specific interventions and policies that would directly impact MSMEs and entrepreneurs?
Okay, so I'll anchor that in three areas. Number one is regarding providing specific incentives to support entrepreneurs. And government has, commenced to move in that direction.
Okay.
So you have a tax and fiscal, reform act. And from next year, if you are operating in a business where your revenue is below 50, I think, million naira on an annual basis, you are exempted of tax. Number two, also they are also dropping the corporate income tax, from maybe 30 to 25%. So being able to track those policies will be very important. And government is moving in that direction. The second thing we've also begun to see is also coming up with specific incentives. We have the privilege, as KPMG to work with, government institutions, ministry departments and agencies. An example is BOI.
Yeah.
Because of the direction of the economy and what has come through, they're coming up with specific solutions to actually support businesses. An example of that is focusing on infrastructure. They are looking at how you can unlock, some of the logistic challenges we have regarding infrastructure, how you can actually support real estate, which is also emerging. So being able to track where these finance institutions are putting their finances is also, funding support will be very important to position, oneself. The other thing I would say is that, and I mentioned it earlier, we've seen direction in terms of investors beginning to say, okay, if creative economy, if real estate, if these specific sectors are emerging, you must be tracking where investors are putting their funds, venture capital, and begin to position yourself to take advantage of that. The last one for me is that, these businesses can also come together, leverage platform like Faith Foundation to push for policy advocacy in a direction that will accelerate the growth of such businesses.
Thank you so much. It's great to see that the government is already working, in the positive direction, especially with the tax reforms, which we're also a part of. And so we're very excited to see what is happening in that regard. So one last question, if I can sneak that in, would be for investors. What does this signal to potential investors, the updated numbers?
So I think it signals the following. One, it reflects the true size of this economy. It reflects the changes that has happened and how they can actually position themselves. And I think the second thing is, when a reform era and you have an administration that is focused on designing specific reform agenda to enable the growth of this economy. And I would say this is the best time. And why do I say that? If you look at the performance of the Nigerian economy and you look back maybe two decades ago, from around 2000 to 2010, it was the same period where we had significant reforms. For example, you have the telecom sector being opened up, you have the pension, you have the power sector that was, unbundled, you have the PIA that was actually, being pushed, which is called the Petroleum Industry Act. If you look at the performance and the growth of the Nigerian economy during that era, we grew at an average of about 8.2%. Now, so the reforms that we're seeing now, and you can see the confidence from even international community. The rating of a country has actually changed significantly. So it's a is an opportunity era for investors to position themselves and even for small businesses to actually position themselves. And I tell people, you know, we've had interaction with young people, you know, women-led, you know, businesses. And I've messaged them, even from a KPMG point of view, is this is a time to position yourself. This is time to take advantage and not to, you know, escape from Nigeria.
Thank you. That's a powerful note to end this on. So it's a powerful time. It's the most amazing time, so to speak, to position yourself as a business owner, whether you're a woman or a young person. This is the time to position your business. So Wole, I want to thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. I learned a lot. I hope that our viewers and listeners also did. Thank you so much for your time today. So that concludes our conversation today on this episode. Join us on the next one.